This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell was explicitly blaming outgoing President Donald Trump for the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, saying that the mob was fed lies and that the president and others provoked those intent on overturning Democrat Joe Biden's election. Ahead of Mr. Trump's historic second impeachment trial, McConnell's remarks were his most severe and public rebuke of the outgoing president. The GOP leader is setting a tone as Republicans weigh whether to convict Mr. Trump on the impeachment charge that will soon be sent over from the House. The Republican leader vowed a safe and successful inauguration of Biden Wednesday at the Capitol, where final preparations are underway amid heavy security. Meanwhile, in a farewell video, President Trump is wishing his successor well. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president acknowledges he'll hand over powers to a new administration.
We extend our best wishes.
He never said Joe Biden's name in a 20-minute video released shortly after Biden arrived outside Washington, instead touting his own administration's achievements.
Nobody thought we could even come close.
The president will skip inauguration and instead fly to Florida. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump has pardoned former chief strategist Steve Bannon as part of a late flurry of clemency action benefiting nearly 150 people, including rap stars and former members of Congress. The pardons and commutations for 143, including Bannon, were announced after midnight Wednesday in the final hours of Mr. Trump's White House term. The last-minute clemency announced earlier follows separate waves of pardons over the last month for Trump associates convicted in the FBI's Russia investigations, as well as for the father of his son-in-law. This is VOA News. Hours from inauguration, President-elect Joe Biden paused on what might have been his triumphal entrance to Washington Tuesday evening to mark instead the national tragedy of the coronavirus pandemic, with a moment of collective grief for the Americans lost. His arrival coincided with the awful news that the U.S. death toll had surpassed 400,000 and the worst public health crisis in more than a century, a crisis Biden will now be charged with controlling. He was joined by Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, who spoke of the collective anguish of the nation, a not-so-subtle admonishment of outgoing President Trump, who has spoken sparingly about the pandemic in recent months. 12 U.S. National Guard members have been removed from securing President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration after vetting by the FBI, including two who posted extremist views about the Wednesday event. There was no specific threat to Biden. Two U.S. officials told the Associated Press that all 12 were found to have ties with right-wing militia groups or posted extremist views online. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and state premiers agreed Tuesday to extend a lockdown for most shops and schools until February 14th as part of a package of steps to try to rein in the coronavirus. They also agreed to mandate medical masks rather than simple cotton ones on public transportation and in stores. The existing lockdown runs until January 31st. New infections have been decreasing in recent days, and pressure on intensive care units has eased slightly. But virologists are worried about the possible spread of more infectious variants of the virus. She said all countries in Europe must make similar efforts to fight the pandemic. Otherwise, Germany may consider restricting border entry to avoid highly transmissible strains being brought in from abroad. Italian Premier Giuseppe Conte has won a crucial confidence vote in the Senate and keeps his wobbly coalition afloat for now, but without the reliable support he needs to help effectively govern a country reeling from the pandemic. The vote Tuesday night went from 156 to 140 in his favor, with 16 abstentions, mainly from a coalition ally that bolted the government last week. And Conte lost, he would have had to resign. But an absolute majority in the Senate is 161, so he faces a tough time finding reliable allies in Parliament to help pass pandemic economic relief measures. Right-wing opposition leaders demanded that he step down anyway. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.